then this is what was this thing happening, which I can name now, but I couldn't name then, which was being overexposed, but not seen at all, right? Like this exposure, because I was brown and my family was not, but yet not being seen for being brown. This almost like this wanting to just, wanted me just to be like everybody else, but yet then the N-word comes in. So it's this like balance, this constant balance of, well, don't all white people love me? Like my parents love me. And the truth is that's not the case. And it shows up in little ways, and then it shows up in bigger ways as we get bigger and as we grow up, and that kid doesn't want to take you to the prom, or you're a cute kid until you're 10. And then they're like, watch that kid. They're going to be trouble. Right. So I think it plays out over a lifetime, but those are some of the more like indelible moments in my experience that, again, my family had no tools, no skills to manage.